We are faced with decisions that we have to make every single day. Many decisions that people make are either simplistic, common sense decisions, or they can be poor and costly ones. We see how our leadership in this nation has made poor decisions, especially ones that are unconstitutional and absolutely contrary with what the Bible teaches. However, we shouldn't be surprised about that, since this is what the Bible predicts and how things are just going to get worse as the end time approaches. So, with decisions that we are faced with, it comes down to the choices that we have to make. We have to know within ourselves just what is the right or the wrong choice. So if you haven't guessed already, I'm going to talk about our choices today. Wrong people find out the hard way when a bad choice is made. I'm sure we have gone through that quite a few times in our lifetime. Now, on the contrary, when we make a good choice, it feels really good, doesn't it? Because we know what we did was right, especially when it is in uniform with God's Word. We, especially in the church, have to be careful with our decision-making, since we are the minority in this world that believe what we do. We are the called-out ones, and at the same time, we are the hated ones. We are a very special people in God's eyes. Because of that, we have help from God to get us through trials and predicaments, and when we make a bad decision, we have God to help us when we ask. We pray, and we try to live the way He wants us to. Because of this responsibility that we have, there is a lot of pressure that we are faced with in this world. Since we all have to live by examples, or we also have to be examples, and we have to stay true to our faith. We cannot compromise with our beliefs, but we have to stand up for what is right. People will know by our convictions where we stand. And they may also think to themselves, wow, who is this person who believes in what he or she does? Yet, they are still a great example, they are trustworthy, they have a great attitude, and they do not consider their life as a burden. Now, have we ever made an impact on that, on somebody in our lives? Now, we know that God does not change, and He never will. And He will not compromise. And we know that from Malachi 3:6. God's purpose to mankind is the same today as it was then. Every person on this earth makes choices every day whether they will live righteously or not. But there is one critical difference. While the world continues to go its evil way, there is a small group of people that God has called out of this world to come out from its evil ways and to live their lives based upon His laws, His statutes, and His judgments. Even God had a choice to make, choosing those out of the world for a purpose. If you please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 26 through 31, we read, "For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. But of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that, as it is written, He who glories, let him glory in the Lord." Now notice the things that God has chosen amongst ourselves, who He has called. He's not talking about the ones that stand out the most in this world, or the rich people, or all those who bring about all this attention. But notice these things. We are the base things of this world. And yet the world hates us for it because we do His way. See, we are supposed to live as examples, and we are supposed to shine as lights. The bigger choices we make are more serious in our lives because of our faith and because we don't compromise when we continue to do what is right. And we will be rewarded. Everything is possible through God. Take God out of the picture, and what do we get? Do you really think that we are going to be blessed? Each of us being called to this way of life makes choices every single day. Will we obey God or will we not? Will we walk in His way or will we not? Will we attempt to worship Him in a false way by worshiping false idols or false gods? Will we bow down to gods made with human hands, wooden or stone images? Will we dishonor God by taking His name in vain? Will we faithfully keep and properly observe His Sabbath and His holy days? Will we keep man-made holidays originating from pagan origins? Will we kill another human being, for instance, in war, or even murder him in our thoughts through the sin of hatred? Will we steal from others, including our brethren, or steal from God by not giving to Him what is owed through tithes and offerings? Will we lie against our neighbor or God? Will we covet that which does not belong to us, thus sinning against our God? See, as we can see, the world continually finds itself today once again in the struggles of evil. And we have to make sure that we do not become a part of that. God has His eyes on us always. Judgment is now on the house of God. With every decision we come to, with every choice we make, God is taking notice. And He is ready and able to help in times of need. Psalms chapter 34. Psalms chapter 34, verse 15 through 20. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. In verse 22, the Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. So will we do what is right in God's eyes in reference to our mates and our children, in reference to our neighbor? Each time we break the law of God, it is the result of a wrong choice that we have made. Now, if you think that you are alone, just remember the countless examples of those in the Bible who ultimately made the right choice. There were plenty of wrong choices made, since they were all human, just as we are all human, and we are prone to mistakes, but their overall motives is what counts, and that goes for us as well. Noah was righteous before God. Because of the choice that he had made by this one man, God decided that he would allow life to continue on earth for mankind, starting over with one righteous family, one righteous man, including the animals that were brought into the ark. When it came to the obedience of his law, God chose Israel as a nation he would work through to continue to carry his way on the earth because of Abraham's right choices. David was a man after God's own heart. Jesus Christ walked upon the earth in the flesh and lived a perfect life. Each of these men had to make choices every day. God was pleased overall with the choices they made. And in the case of Jesus Christ, of course, he was very pleased, or always pleased. Now, after the Lord had delivered Israel from the hands of the Egyptians and had revealed to them once again his righteous and his perfect law, notice what he said to them in Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 15. Deuteronomy Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. And then in verse 19, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. Now God has called you and me at this time, and He has given us His Spirit and His law, and He has said to us, choose life. What choices will we be making today? Will God be pleased with the choices we make? So really, what choice do we have? Simply put, do we want to live or do we want to die? Do we want to keep God's commandments or do we want to break them? God has called you and me at this time again, and He has given us His Spirit and He has given us His law, and He has said to us, choose life.